Hello, and welcome back to another episode. Not another podcast, it's another episode of my podcast, Frog. Guess what? It's Sunday, and I haven't posted anything, and I completely forgot to record. So, that's what I'm doing right now. This probably isn't going to go up until, like, 11:30-ish. But you know what? That's fine. I do need to, like, move stuff on my floor, so I'm gonna talk about what I did today while I do that. So, I went to the mall. I went to the Columbia Mall because, my sister wanted to go to a certain store to get my mom something for Christmas, even though it's only October. But we went to the Columbia Mall, which, if you know me, you probably know the general area I live in. It's not that close. Yeah. But we went there anyways. We drove for like half an hour, 40 minutes. So, I mean, I guess it's close, but not, like, that close, but anyways, we went to the Columbia Mall, and I saw someone, and I was, like, I wasn't sure if it was the person I thought it was, so I just, like, kind of ignored it. I was being a bit creepy and, like, staring, trying to figure out who I thought it was. Yeah. So, funny thing, yesterday I was talking with my friend Caroline, and I jokingly was like, I'm not sure that hot lesbians actually exist. I think they're just a hoax, and that the government made up and put on the internet. I follow multiple hot lesbians on Instagram and TikTok and whatnot. But, like, I, honest to God, have not seen... Honest to God? Why did I say honest to God? I don't even fucking believe in God. Honest to... Well, you know what? The point is, I'm being honest. I've, like, never, in Maryland, at least, I've never actually, like, seen someone that, like, I was at least 50% sure was gay, a lesbian that was hot. So, I was like, yeah, no, they don't exist. But... at the mall, I saw one of them, one of the ones that I follow, and I'm mad at myself because I wasn't sure that it was her, but I DM'd her on Instagram, and I was like, hey, not to be creepy or anything, but were you at the Columbia Mall today? And she DM'd me back, and she was like, yeah, were you the one in the burgundy pants? And I was like, yep, that was me. And then we talked for a bit, and she was like, I would have said hello. And I was like, yeah, I would have too, but I didn't know it was you. So I didn't want to be creepy and do that. So I'm pissed at myself because I'm pissed at myself. Like, it was actually her, and I, like, could have, like, talked to her. Lol, I have social anxiety, that wouldn't have happened. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. I, at the mall today, I got stuff, from, like, a year ago. I think I got the gift card for Christmas. I got a gift card, and it worked at, Banana Republic, Old Navy, Gap, and Athleta. I don't really shop at any of those places, but they had a Banana Republic and an Athleta at the mall that I went to today. And I didn't go into the Athleta because we weren't, like, I didn't walk past it or anything. I didn't see it. I went into the Banana Republic, and I got a pair of pants. They're super cool. They're, like, blue and plaid, and I really like them. They were on sale, too. So I had this $100 gift card that I can use at 4 different stores, and I ended up buying something for, like, $25, because it was on sale, like, the price was reduced, and then it was on sale, and then the sale racks were on sale, so it was originally, like, $98, but then the price was reduced to, like, $54, then the sale racks were, like, a half off or something like that. But, like, what a steal, am I right? So, about that. And I went to Forever 21, and, like, half the store was on sale. I ended up getting 2 shirts and a pair of pants. Pretty dope, if I do say so myself. And at Box Lunch... Is it boxed lunch, or is it just box lunch? Hold on, the bag is right here, I can look. Box lunch. Yeah, so at Box Lunch, I got some pins, which I need to put on my hat. So, but it came in a cute, tiny, little bitty bag, and it's super cute. And then we went to Windsor because, my friend Caroline is... She went to the mall, a different mall, not that same mall, and went dress shopping with her mother and her sister. They went dress shopping, and there was this one dress that she found that she really liked, and it was at Windsor, and I think it just wasn't in her size, and I was like, she told me that she didn't find it in her size, and I was like, well, I mean, there's a Windsor at this mall, too, I can see if they have it here. She was like, oh my god, that'd be great. So I went to the Windsor and I got her the dress because they had it in the right size. And yeah, I gave that to her. It's raining though. It's been raining since, like, I don't know what time it started raining. It started raining when we were in the mall, so probably like around 3 o'clock it started raining. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've done today, though. Because Big Brain Me didn't go to bed until, like, 3 in the morning. My parents got up and did a 5K. Don't know why. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Their friends were doing it, doing a 5K in Florida. And they were like, hey, why don't we do it, too? Except not in Florida. So... just glad they didn't wake me up to do that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then we came home and I had to watch Karate Kid. So, yeah. Fun. I mean, it was okay. There was, like, no falling action, though. Like, no falling action at all. The acting was kind of bad, too. So, it wasn't the greatest movie. But we had to watch it so Cobra Kai would make sense. And that's what we're probably gonna do next weekend, is watch Cobra Kai. So, yeah. Other than that, I don't really have much to say. But, like, I need to talk about something. I'm gonna talk about the letters I've written. So, I wrote letters because I was bored one day, and you know, you can't start another podcast. So I started to write. I wrote letters to people. I like asked people if they wanted me to write them letters, and they were like, "Yeah." And then I just like kind of was like, "Hey, if anyone wants me to write a letter, let me know." So throughout the week, that's kind of what I've been doing. I still need to write two more, I think. Hold on, I have the piece of paper right here, and I can check. I have to write one. No, I sent that one. I have to write three more. I'm currently in the process of writing one. So, like, I guess I have two full ones to write, and one that I'm in the process of writing. So, oh, I also had finished off a box of cereal today, and it came in this, like, really cute Baby Yoda, not Baby Yoda, the child, box, and I hang random stuff on my walls, so I'm gonna hang the box on my wall because the box is really cute. That is so lame. I'm hanging a cereal box on my wall because it has the child on it. What the hell? Well, you know what? I don't care if it's lame. Because I'm not lame. I can do lame stuff without being lame. This is what I tell myself. Well, yeah. My card reader, for my camera, SD card, memory card thing, broke, so I had to get a new one. Luckily, though, they had next day shipping for Amazon. Aha! So, I could get it to the next day. So I got that. I really have, like, nothing to talk about. Damn. What did I do this week? Damn, I didn't do anything this week either. I'm just pissed at myself for not, like, talking to her at the mall. Cause, like, it was right there! Oh my god. Pissed at myself. Morgan, next time you see someone in public that you think you know, go up to them and be like, "Hey, are you this person?" If they say no, then be like, "Oh, okay, you look a lot like them." And then be like, "Have a nice day." Walk away. If they are that person, then great. Be like, "Oh my god, I know who you are." No, don't be like that. That's creepy. I don't know what I would do if it actually was that person and I just kind of like was like, "Hey, are you this person?" And they were like, "Yeah." I'm like, what are you supposed to do? Be like, "Oh, cool. I know who you are." Like, that's creepy, but okay. No, it is creepy. And that is not okay. Yeah, well, I'm not gonna say we're not gonna talk about that, because I'm gonna talk about that day for, like, the rest of my life. No, I probably won't. Why am I saying that? I'm just thinking out loud now. Well, this is gonna be a short episode, because I don't have much to talk about. Oh, I feel bad, because I have, like, two friend groups. I have, like, five friends and two friend groups. And one of the people from one of my friend groups was like, "We should do, like, a fake homecoming thing." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." But that was, like, 3 months ago. And I was like, "Yeah, sure, we should do that." But, like, we never talked about it again after that. And so, the other, like, yesterday, one of my friends from the other friend group was like, "Hey, we should do a fake homecoming." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." But, like, they actually planned it out. And now I feel bad because I said yes to one. I mean, I can go to multiple fake homecomings, right? Yeah. They might get pissy at each other, but, like, they're already pissy at each other anyways, so why do I care? Oh, because they'll get pissy at me. If I can't have more than two friends, then, you know, screw you, right? Right. That's 100% accurate. Adequate? Accurate. Adequate. Well, we don't know, I guess. We'll never know, I guess. I'm going to put the pins on my hat now. Okay, why? I don't know why buttons cost so much. Like, $2 for, like, a freaking inch wide pin? Why? Can I ask why? I genuinely am curious. Maybe I'll just never know. You know? I'll never know. No one will ever know. Life. No, I'm not gonna start talking about life. Life is too complicated to talk about. What am I doing in the near future that might be exciting? Oh, I'm going to the doctor's on next week? Next week. Not this week, next week. To get tested for ADHD. Woohoo. And then, if I do have it, get medication for it. Woohoo. But, like, that's. My life is so boring. Oh my gosh. Why is my life so boring? I feel like that like I should have other things to talk about, but I just don't. Okay, well, this is gonna be a really boring and short podcast episode. I'm really sorry. Wait, hold on. A few days ago, I asked you guys what I should talk about on my podcast. Let me go look at that Instagram post and see what y'all said. I'm smart. Okay. Oh, shoot. Oh no. I can't see it. Oops. Silly me. I didn't even. Well, I'm a special child. The only thing I remember anyone talking about was muffins, and I don't know why I remember that. Caroline said muffins. That was it. That's the only thing I remember. I feel like someone else said something interesting. I feel like someone said to tell scary stories. I don't have, like, any scary stories. Wait, I have books that are just scary stories. I think it's called, like, scary stories to tell in the dark, and I feel like I got it, like, 2 years ago for Christmas and, like, never read it. Wait, I know exactly where they are. If I take the pin with me. Oops, I knocked over thingies. Yeah. Scary stories to tell in the dark. Complete three book collection. Ooh. We're gonna open those and see how long they are. If they're not that long, maybe I'll read one. Plastic wrap. Everything has to be wrapped in plastic these days. Okay, let's see here. Contents. The Big Toe is the first one. Okay. How many pages is said The Big Toe? It is 1, 2, 3. 3 pages long. Alright, we'll read it. Getting into the spooky season spirit. A boy was digging at the edge of the garden when he saw a big toe. He tried to pick it up, but it was stuck to something. So he gave it a good hard jerk, and it came off in his hand. Then he heard something groan and scamper away. The boy took the toe into the kitchen and showed it to his mother. "It looks nice and plump," she said. "I'll put it in the soup and we'll have it for supper." Okay. That night, his father carved the toe into 3 pieces, and they each had a piece. Then they did the dishes, and when it got dark, they went to bed. The boy fell asleep almost at once, but in the middle of the night, a sound awakened him. It was something out in the street. It was a voice. It was calling to him. "Where is my toe?" it groaned. When the boy heard that, he got very scared. But he thought, "It doesn't know where I am. It will never find me." Then he heard the voice once more. Now, only it was closer. "Where is my toe?" it groaned. The boy pulled the blankets over his head and closed his eyes. "I'll go to sleep," he thought. "When I wake up, it will be gone." Soon he heard the back door open again, and again he heard the voice. "Where is my toe?" it groaned. When the boy heard footsteps move through the kitchen, into the dining room, into the living room, into the front hall, they then slowly climbed the stairs. Closer and closer they came. Soon they were in the upstairs hall. Now they were outside his door. "Where is my toe?" the voice groaned. His door opened. Shaking with fear, he listened as the footsteps slowly moved through the dark towards his bed. Then they stopped. "Where is my toe?" the voice groaned. Oh. These are supposed to be read, like, in a group, I guess. Because it says, at this point, pause. Then jump to the person next to you and shout, "You've got it!" The big toe also has another ending. When the boy hears a voice calling for its toe, he finds a strange-looking creature up inside the chimney. The boy is so frightened, he can't move. He just stands there and stares at it. Finally asks, "What you got such big eyes for?" And the creature answers, "To look you through and through." "What you got such big claws for?" "To scratch up your grave." "What you got such a big mouth for?" "To swallow you whole." "What you got sharp teeth for?" "To chomp your bones." Okay, well, that was fun. Not scary at all, 'cause it was about a toe. Yeah. Well, that was not what I was expecting. I was expecting something at least like somewhat interesting, but that was about a toe. Yeah. Not gonna read any more of those. So, this is at like 25 minutes. I'm probably gonna stop it here because I don't want to bore you guys. I probably already have, but I promise next week I will have a longer episode, that isn't as boring and isn't just me talking about the same two things, for half an hour. So, thank you, my children, for listening. Sorry. And I will talk to you guys next week.